I was in a pilgrim group with five ladies, and one of the things I learned through sharing story is there's different angles you can take with your story, and so I did a better job of taking little pieces of things I'm dealing with in life and kind of fleshing those out rather than trying to tell my entire testimony or story since I was 1 year old. So this is just a little snippet of one thing that God's been dealing with me on. One of my most misdirected passions in life is getting it right. Growing up, my grandparents and parents knew Jesus and did their best to model a life of love and service to him. They brought us to church every week and taught us from the Bible about God, the Father, and Jesus, his son. God grabbed a hold of me as a little girl and has never let me go. I can't remember a time of rebellion or testing, but instead, as I've walked with God, I've always had an increasing longing to know and understand more of who he is. In my walk with Jesus, I have discovered places of selfishness and darkness, places I choose not to let the light of Jesus shine through me. When I was younger, my parents taught us to do our best. My mom stayed home with us while we were growing up, and my dad worked in a family business providing for and protecting us. As I grew up, I was gradually given the privilege of more responsibility, trust, and freedom. At some point, though, I took it upon myself to never let them down. As the oldest sibling, I was trained to set a good example, and I took it seriously, probably too seriously. I had been given so much, and I learned to whom much is given, much is required. I worked hard in school to get A's and B's, yet felt like it wasn't quite enough compared to my sister, who got all A's. I learned to play flute and piano, but after years of practice, I reached a plateau. I quit practicing because I wasn't getting better. I remember trying to please my parents in school with music, with good behavior, church involvement, and work around the house. They praised us for what we did, and I loved making them happy with my accomplishments. Getting it right became an idol. A few years ago, God showed me how dark that part of my life is. I realized not only was I trying to keep them happy or impress them, but I had also made idols of other relationships. I learned I was taking on the responsibility of keeping my entire family and network of friends happy, doing things to impress them, help them, or fix their problems. My vow to keep people happy by getting things right helps me avoid the discomfort of people's anger or manipulation. Okay. Let me say that one again. My vow to keep people happy by getting things right helps me avoid the discomfort of people's anger or manipulation and my own feelings of inadequacy. When I get things right, I also avoid the pain of failing God. Sometimes in my marriage, I find myself keeping busy with to-do lists all day long to prove by my works how much I love Jim. As a mother, I catch myself trying to find worth in how good my kids are behaving or the compliments I receive on their behalf. When they reach all the childhood milestones in record time or excel in school, I can check that off my mental list of got that right as a parent. In friendships, I become the good listener, forget about boundaries, and do lots of things for people to gain approval. Carrying this burden hurts me and the people involved. I've made getting it right in life more important than everything. I've chosen to feel the anxiety that it produces rather than feeling the fear of people's anger or disapproval. I've taken control of my life rather than giving control to Jesus and seeking him for my worth and identity. What I long for is for people to value me and what I've chosen for my life. I've longed to be loved for who I am, not what I've accomplished. I've only found that kind of love in Jesus. He's the only one who consistently reminds me of my true identity as his beloved daughter, a royal priest, chosen and redeemed. No earthly relationship consistently offers me love, patience, and forgiveness the way he does. When I am consumed with worry about something unknown in my future, I feel him call me to the quiet places where he whispers, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you, Elizabeth. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. You are precious and honored in my sight, and I love you." I realize his love for me is not for what I've done or not done, but for who I am. He shows me I am weak, and he is strong. My future is unknown, but he is all-knowing. I will fail, but he will not. People will hurt me, but he will hold me in the pain. He is grieved by my sin and the ways I justify it, but I never have to be anxious that I've messed up with him. He already knows I've messed up, and because I can't get it right, he gave me his life. He waits for me to come to him so he can show me his full love and acceptance.